You are Locked On Dynasty Football, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Marcus Mosher and Kate Madjuke.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. I am your host, Kate Madjuke. You could follow me on Twitter at FFBallBlast. And of course, as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Marcus Mosher. Follow him at Marcus_Mosher. Give the show a follow at Locked On Dynasty. Hit that subscribe button. Leave those five-star reviews. Help others find the podcast and reap the rewards of our hard work here at Locked On Dynasty. We're talking some players to trade away if you were in rebuild mode. Marcus, are you excited to start rebuilding some of your rosters? Are there any rosters that you are currently in the midst of rebuilding?
I am, and I'll be honest, Kate. I think this is my favorite part of fantasy football, right? I mean, obviously competing for championships is a lot of fun. But sometimes when you take over like an orphan team and you've got to just completely rebuild from the bottom up, that's a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to this podcast.
Sometimes taking apart all of those individual assets and really breaking them down, seeing what you can get for who. And there is something really fun about blowing up an entire roster and just getting to start over, because you know what? It's not necessarily fun for maybe the coming season when you're actually setting those lineups. That part can get a little challenging.
Yes.
But if you have the picks in place, if you're able to collect on the other end of that, I think it's just such a fun process. Why don't you kick us off with one of your favorite guys to trade away in rebuild mode?
All right, so I want to start with Nick Chubb. And before we talk about trading away Nick Chubb, I just want to preface
You just heard a collective scream.
Yeah, I know. Nick Chubb is one of my favorite players right now in fantasy football. He is so much fun to watch. He's just so good. But if you're on a team that's not going to compete for a playoff spot, you might want to think about trading away Nick Chubb. So over the last 3 years, he's actually never finished higher than the eighth running back in fantasy. A lot of that has to do with a couple injuries that have, you know, nagged him a little bit. Last year, he finished 11th despite missing some time. But I do think we're getting into a situation now where he is in the last year of his rookie contract. I do think Cleveland's probably going to re-sign him. But if they don't, it's very likely he goes to a team that has a lesser offensive line than what he's playing with in Cleveland. We know that the Browns have already signed Kareem Hunt to an extension. He's going to be there for the next couple of years. So even if Chubb does come back, he's still going to split some touches. And I just think, Kate, right now, this is a good opportunity to sell Chubb because he'll turn 26 years old, I believe, at some point during the season. And people are still valuing him as a top seven, top eight dynasty running back. And I was looking at some trades today from Dynasty League Football. And, man, there's some really good offers out there that you're seeing that have been accepted for teams that are maybe trying to rebuild. I'll go through four really quickly. And you can tell me which of these is your favorite. But I saw an offer for Nick Chubb for Cam Akers in a 2022 first. I saw one for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Chase Claypool. I saw one for Josh Jacobs and Juju Smith-Schuster. I saw one for George Kittle, Michael Gallup, and Cole Beasley, all straight up for Nick Chubb. I think this is a good time now to sell Nick Chubb because the Browns are getting a lot of hype. We saw what Chubb was able to do in the playoffs. We saw, you know, how efficient he was. I just think you can get a massive, massive haul. And I think you're going to start to see his dynasty value slowly decrease over the next 24 months.
Do you think that we are going to see Nick Chubb like post Brown? So you said, do you definitely think he's going to probably move on from the team?
It's tough because it's from everything, you know, Andrew Berry, their GM, talks about. It seems like they don't want to overpay for a running back, and with them already signing Kareem Hunt. Yeah, I think there's a chance. I'm not going to say that it's a lock to happen, but I think there is a chance that Nick Chubb goes somewhere else after this year.
And, you know, you do have to consider the fact that Baker Mayfield, if they're going to have to make a decision about Baker Mayfield soon, do they want to keep him on the roster? If they do, they're going to be paying him a bit more money. And that is always going to eat up a little bit more on the end if you're trying to give him the next step after his rookie contract. And I think he is going to be one of these guys that he's just performed too well not to get a pretty decent second contract here. So I really like that one. I would say my favorite trade out of all of those, what was it, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. I'm gonna keep the trend going here with another Stubbly running back. I want to talk about Alvin Kamara. I'm worried about Alvin Kamara, and it's not necessarily all because of the fact that we saw the offense just kind of stall out a little bit without Drew Brees. Obviously he is retired, but I'm not sure that we're looking at his value in terms of what he's bringing as a rusher. We always like that target share. He has had no fewer than 81 receptions on any single season. He's averaged right around 100 targets per season. That's fantastic. But I want to look at his rushing production specifically. We have never seen Alvin Kamara take more than 194 carries in a season. That's mind-blowing to me. Had one of his most efficient seasons yet, with 5 yards per carry in 2020, and he did not exceed 1,000 rushing yards. He never has. You have to worry about, particularly for me, even if you're not as concerned about the target share, which I think we should be, I think we have to be worried about the efficiency more particularly. I don't see a world where he gets and walks away with 16 rushing touchdowns on this season, maybe 16 total, but right now, you're looking at Alvin Kamara as a top five running back. He was drafted as the running back 5 in Dynasty League Football ADP for the month of May. And if I can go ahead and get something different and, move on from this piece while he has just this absolutely monstrous value, a couple of trades. Running back Alvin Kamara for DeAndre Swift and an early third.
I like it.
All right, Alvin Kamara for CeeDee Lamb and a 2022 first.
That actually happened in one of my leagues. I actually wrote that one down, so that's funny.
Let's see. Alvin Kamara for DeAndre Swift and a first, a late first. I like that. Alvin Kamara for 2 firsts. Alvin Kamara for Ezekiel Elliott, Jerry Jeudy, and Janu. If you can replace Ezekiel Elliott with another young running back, maybe I would say Antonio Gibson. It might be hard to get up to that level without decreasing some of the value in the other assets. But I think these are all really interesting options. And I don't think we're going to see any more increase in Alvin Kamara's value. From this point out, I think we're seeing his peak, right?
Probably. And what's the play here, Kate? Like, do you trade him now as we're getting into the off season and we're into the summer? Or do you wait until after a couple weeks? Because their schedule, it's kind of rough to start the year. They'll play the Packers. They'll play the Panthers. That's an easy one. Then they play at New England. The Giants have a fantastic run defense. And they'll play Washington, Seattle, Tampa Bay. Like, are you better off trading him now, or are you going to wait? And another point that I want to add up, Kate, or add in here is he turns 26 on July 25th. All right. It doesn't really matter, but I guarantee you if he struggles in the first two games and you go to one of your Dynasty League owners, he's going to say, hey, he's 26 years old. This is when running backs start to drop. I just wonder if he doesn't actually have more value now than he will 2 months from now, 3 months from now.
I think if you are looking to move on from him, I think that you probably should move on right now. I don't think there's a huge benefit in waiting, honestly, because, I mean, what is the point of waiting? You're hoping that value increases tremendously. I don't think he's going to get more valuable than some of these running backs being drafted ahead of him. I mean, the guys being taken ahead of him in ADP, Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, and Dalvin Cook. I don't see a universe in which he gains value ahead of those guys, even with a really good start to the season. I think you move him now, and then, you know what? If they get off to a rough start, then Alvin Kamara, you just sold him at running back 5 value.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It's probably wise to see if you can trade him, over the next couple weeks, over the next couple months, if I'm moving Alvin Kamara, I'm looking to get a running back. Like, I think DeAndre Swift was in a couple of those trades, right? Getting DeAndre Swift plus something else. That's the most appealing to me if I'm going to rebuild, because I get a running back to replace him and something else to help my roster. Plus, I get a little bit younger. I think those are the type of trades that I'm looking for if I'm moving Alvin Kamara. And actually, Kay, I'll give you a couple guys that I would be targeting, right? I think, like, J.K. Dobbins is somebody who is being drafted after Alvin Kamara that I would be interested in grabbing. Cam Akers is another one. Maybe even Najee Harris, right? If you can get Najee Harris plus another starting asset, that's something that I would be looking forward to doing if I'm trying to move Kamara.
I really like the Najee Harris pick. Of course I do. I'm the biggest Najee fan. I told my wife I'm going to get a Najee Harris jersey, and I'm going to sleep in it every single night until he brings all of my championship rosters into contention. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we will talk about some more names that maybe we should look to move on from while the value is still high.
Hey, Locked On Dynasty fans, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, text DRAFT to 231231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels, increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat killer ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231231. That's DRAFT to 231231. Message and data rates may apply. Wanted to tell you guys about BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, MLB, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. With real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine, BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you have to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Welcome back into the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. We are talking rebuild mode, the daunted rebuild mode. We talked about Nick Chubb. We talked about Alvin Kamara, two of the league's top running backs at this point in time. But like we said, the value in trading somebody away while they are still at peak, if you can trade away any of these assets while they are hot, and you know, sometimes, let's be honest, these assets can be a bit of a pain in the butt if you are trying to rebuild your roster, because they win you weeks, and that's problematic when you are trying to rebuild and move on.
It is. So we've got some other good ones we want to get to, Kate. I'm going to go ahead and go with Davante Adams, and this one's tough because if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Packers this year, is there a receiver that you would rather have than Davante Adams for the 2021 season? Probably not, right?
AJ Brown would be my only guy.
And we'll get to him in just a second. But I think you're picking nits a little bit, right? Because those are both incredibly talented players. So Davante Adams, here's the case on why you should potentially trade him now. He's coming off the best year of his career, 18 touchdowns. He's 28 years old. On Dynasty League Football right now, you actually have three different experts that are ranking him as the number one overall receiver in Dynasty League format. So you can get an absolute haul for him. And we'll get to some potential trades in a second. But if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, I think it's going to absolutely crush his value. It's also important to remember this: he's on the final year of his contract. So he could potentially go somewhere else outside of Green Bay. If the Packers are just doing this complete rebuild post Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't be all that surprising about to see Adams move on. And actually, he's talked about that in recent weeks. I do think he's been a little bit injury prone in his career. He's never missed more than four games in a season, but he's always been a little bit nicked up. He hasn't completed an entire season since 2016. I want to just tell you, Kate, some of the hauls that you can get for him right now. And this is why you should move on, because, again, he'll be 29 in December. The situation's a little bit hairy. You can actually
And let's remind you, yeah. like, it, Adams is a guy that will win you weeks, and yes. he will screw up your rebuild.
Absolutely. That's a great point, right? Like, if you have Adams, he's actually doing you more harm than good, because he's going to be taking you to the middle of the pack, and that's absolutely what you do not want. A couple trades for you, Kate. First one, I've seen in three or four leagues right now where people are flipping him for AJ Brown straight up. If you can do that, do yes. it, because you're getting almost 6 years younger and the situation's just much more clear in Tennessee. A couple other ones I like, J.K. Dobbins and T. Higgins for Davante Adams. I like that one.
I love that. You get a running back who's very young, has virtually no miles on the tires, and then you're getting that upside in the wide receiver position. I think you're almost getting the edge there when you're getting a running back mm-hmm. back for a wide receiver, even if it is somebody as highly valued as a Davante Adams.
All right, how about another one of these running back wide receiver pairings? How about Najee Harris and Jerry Jeudy for Davante Adams?
Ooh.
So
all right.
You're good.
Yes, I'm doing it. It really, Najee Harris, if you could throw any wide receiver, and Jerry Jeudy, I do think we have yet to see what he can accomplish, obviously. I feel like everybody has sort of already thrown in the towel on Jerry Jeudy. Mm-hmm. Didn't have that big pop that you necessarily want, but I mean, he could easily become Davante Adams. Give him a couple of years, he could be a centerpiece in your offense. If they can get all of those pieces right, and let's not forget, what if these two teams switch quarterbacks? What if the Packers do send the Broncos? Mm-hmm. What happens if you have Aaron Rodgers under center? I mean, Jerry Jeudy, the pure just skill set, the route running, all of that sets him up for just such a good spot. And Aaron Rodgers, he's not at the end of his deal either. He's got plenty of time
yep.
left on the clock. I think this is a very, very interesting move, and I'm very intrigued.
All right, one more. Again, another running back wide receiver pairing. DeAndre Swift, who, again, we're talking about as a top 8, 10 dynasty running back, with Brandon Cooks. Now, Brandon Cooks isn't the most appealing player for a rebuilding team, but he's an asset, right? And there's going to be somebody out there that wants Brandon Cooks because he's on a team that doesn't have a lot of reliable weapons, so maybe you move Brandon Cooks for somebody younger. But again, you can move Adams for deals like that. And again, we're not saying to trade Adams if you're contending or if you believe you're going to contend. If you're one of the bottom two or three teams in your league and you know it, I do think Adams has a lot of appeal to other players in your league.
I feel like we could make a song out of this. Like, if you're a bottom two team and you know it, clap your hands. Trade your players if they're going to win you games. Like,
we'll have to work on it.
Yes, we'll work this thing out. Next on my list, I want to talk about Mike Davis, who was a very, very productive running back in terms of just, he was valuable for a number of reasons, right? So you see Mike Davis come in for Christian McCaffrey while he's injured, and he absolutely balled out, and good for him. I think we're very excited about him because we got him for nothing, absolutely nothing. I have to imagine that, you know, dynasty managers and redraft managers alike probably got him off the waiver wire. I'm going to guess the ownership percentage of Mike Davis ahead of that injury was not that high because we weren't really sure who the handcuff was. Was it Reggie Bonifon? Was it Mike Davis? We didn't know, but we did see him succeed when he got that opportunity. 70 targets in a limited timeshare where, you know, he had three games behind Christian McCaffrey, the best running back in the NFL, debatedly.
Yeah.
I'm saying that. I think he's the consensus 101 just because of his skill set, but we can parse about that later. 8 touchdowns, 1,000 yards from scrimmage, only averaged 4.5 yards per touch. The efficiency wasn't there. And for how heavy he was utilized as a receiver, I would have liked to see him out touch 4.5 yards per touch. He only had 3.9 yards per carry, and that was in a very good season for his fantasy football production. Now you look at his position with the Atlanta Falcons, he should be the de facto number one guy. Mm-hmm. But what do you do with him beyond that? He is another one of these guys that I think just hurts your roster, and he's somebody that I don't necessarily think you are going to maybe get a lot for outside of this season. I don't think he's, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, a answer for the Falcons at the running back position. He's a placeholder for me.
I agree.
As soon as they finally like solidify that position, what are you going to get for Mike Davis? I'm not sure. A lot of the trades right now are not super voluptuous. You're not getting a haul for Mike Davis because I think people genuinely know that. But Mike Davis for a 202, I think that's a lot more than you're going to be able to get next season.
I agree. It's pretty clear that Mike Davis isn't going to be the long-term starter for the Falcons. And if that's the case, you should have no interest in keeping him. Even if you have to trade him for 50 cents on the dollar, he does you absolutely no good this year, because if he plays well, he's going to keep you out of the bottom. If he doesn't play well, now his value is tanked. So you're better off to just move him now when he does have value to a team that's looking for a solid RB2, because in 6 months from now, 5 months from now, he's just not going to have the same value.
No, and even if he does perform the season, I just think the community is well aware that we're probably not going to see that giant slew of production. How about this? There are actually a couple of teams who did this back-to-back. Gabriel Davis for Mike Davis straight up.
Yeah, I like that. I would do that.
All right. Mike Davis and a first for Courtland Sutton. Now, that one's hard because you get a very talented wide receiver who could be a core studly dynasty asset for time to come, but you have to give up that first. Yeah. So it's almost like tit for tat at that point.
Well, and if you're rebuilding, the first round picks are just so vital, right? So you're probably not doing that. So that's a pass for me.
But I'm seeing so many Mike Davis for a second. If you are not contending this season, trade him for a second. Absolutely. Yep. You are not going to be able to get better than a second after next season.
I would agree. No, and actually, to be honest, Kate, you might not be able to get a second after week 4, right? Because every game that Mike Davis plays is that much closer to the Falcons replacing him. And that's not to say that he's a bad player. We just know that he's not the long-term answer.
Absolutely. Let's take another quick break. And when we get back, we will go through one more name to trade away in rebuild leagues. Are you ready to try the best tasting protein bar ever? Look no further than Built Bar. Built Bars are soft, easy to chew, covered in 100% chocolate, and they are great for the health conscious guy or gal. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat with a low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber option with Built Bar. They have 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors, and 6 delicious new flavors, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, my favorite, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. They've got a flavor for whatever you might be craving. Right now, Built Bar is offering our listeners 20% off of your next order using promo code LOCKEDON. Go check out BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON, for 20% off your next order. Start off this new year right, and let's go ahead and get fit together. And what better way to do so than indulging in a delicious and healthy treat? BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Welcome back to the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. We are talking about rebuilds. Rebuilds. You got to do it from time to time. Every year you have to look at your roster and reevaluate. Do I have a team that can win right now? And if you don't, you got to shake off some of these assets that are not going to be worth long-term value in your leagues and start to stack up those picks. So give me one more before we close out the show, one more candidate that we need to trade away if we are not in contention for 2021.
Yeah, so it feels like the three guys I picked are like three of my favorite players to watch, but this is probably the smart move. George Kittle, Kate, is currently the number one tight end in Dynasty League football rankings right now. He is being drafted pretty ridiculously high in startup leagues and in tight end premium leagues. He just has an ungodly value right now. But I do have some concerns about, first of all, his injuries, right? He's really struggled to stay healthy through his career. He missed 8 games last year, 2 the year before that. So there are some concerns about the injuries. And then the new quarterback situation, right? Like, is Trey Lance going to be good enough to support George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Brandon Ayuk? Probably not. There's going to be one of those three players that probably sees a decrease in volume. And I'm not saying it's Kittle, but there's certainly going to be maybe some less value for one of those three players. I think Kittle is a good one to trade now because he actually will turn 28 during the season. He's kind of sneaky old despite being a pretty young player in the NFL. And you can get absolutely monster hauls for him right now, especially in tight end premium leagues. I'm looking at some a couple tight end premium leagues where it's Darren Waller and Jonnu Smith for George Kittle. Darren Waller and Hunter Henry for George Kittle. A non-tight end premium league, DeAndre Swift and Jared Cook. So I think there's some pretty good deals out there for George Kittle. If he's sitting on your team and you just want to move him for somebody younger, somebody a little bit more durable, I think you can get some pretty good value from George Kittle right now.
This is one that I'm, out of all of yours, I think I have the most questions about and I'm most unsure about, because we did see George Kittle come into his own. We're about to see what this offense can do under a quarterback that isn't Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, we have to find out, what does this offense look like without Jimmy Garoppolo? We have seen the team build out on the wide receiver position. They have Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, who everybody has just about left for dead in Dynasty, which is wild.
Yeah.
Wild. But you have a lot of really viable options in that offense. So I guess if you are any bit concerned about what a change in the offense might look like with a changing quarterback or with the variable other assets that we have yet to find out. Brandon Ayuk, he played very well, was very fantasy relevant, mm-hmm. got his fair share of touches. So while you're trying to figure all that out and Kittle is the de facto number one, yes, you got to be really committed to blowing up your team.
Yeah,
at that point, you are solidly, you are 100%, you're done.
Last thing, Kate, I want to say, one of the things that makes Kittle tough from to rank him over like Travis Kelce and Darren Waller is just the touchdown potential isn't there, right? In his 4 years in the NFL, he scored 14 touchdowns. He's never had a season with more than 5 touchdowns. And you do wonder with like Trey Lance now, when they get inside like the 5-yard line, are those just all going to be Trey Lance runs like every single time? Because that makes a lot of sense to me. So,
and then we have Trey Sermon.
Yeah, we've got Trey Sermon. So if he's not scoring a lot of touchdowns, and he hasn't so far in his career, and there is a little bit of an injury history concern, and we're maybe looking at an offense that's just not going to throw as much before, maybe this is a good time to trade George Kittle, because I think a lot of people are still really excited about the ceiling, and maybe we're not talking about what the floor could look like. And again, I love George Kittle, one of my favorite players to watch. But I think you might be smart to see if you can get like Darren Waller plus, if you want a tight end, or if you're just looking to get younger. Like, you know, the way that we're ranking tight ends right now, Kyle Pitts is going after him. Maybe you get Kyle Pitts plus something. Maybe that's an option. Maybe you get the 101 or 102 in your rookie draft and you're able to draft Kyle Pitts. Just something to consider.
All right. I love that. Thank you all for joining us for today's Locked On Dynasty Football podcast. As always, I am your host, Kate. You could follow me on Twitter at FFBallBlast. You can follow Marcus Mosier at Marcus_Mosier and give the show a follow at Locked On Dynasty. Tune back in tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. Matt Williamson and Ryan McDowell will be back to talk some more Dynasty fantasy football and help you build the ultimate roster.